Gretchen Carlson is many things, an award-winning journalist. She's an author, too, and her accusations against Fox News chief Roger Ailes helped topple him from the Fox network. Please help me welcome Gretchen Carlson. Hi, Gretchen.
Hey, great to be with you, Pat. I hope it's a lot warmer in California than it is where I am on the East Coast.
It is warmer.
Waiting for a big snowstorm here.
It is warmer. It's always warmer where we are in the wintertime, that's for sure. Gretchen, what was it like to become the story?
Oh, gosh, good question. Yeah, I had been in journalism for 27 years, working my way up the ranks the old school way, from Virginia to Cincinnati to Cleveland to Dallas to CBS News and then eventually to Fox. So, you know, as being a journalist, you never want to be the story, and you're just used to covering the news, and suddenly I was the headlines. So it was not a decision that I made overnight. It was over a course of many years, and takes a long time to build up that kind of courage to do something that arguably is going to be so high profile. And it had rippling effects with my family, with me personally, and so it was tough. I could have never envisioned, though, that it would turn out the way that it has, and now we're experiencing this cultural revolution for women.
Yeah, of course, a big part of the Me Too movement. You have been since this all happened, and you walked away from Fox News with a pretty good settlement, and you wrote a book called Be Fierce, Stop Harassment, and Take Your Power Back. Curious to find out what you heard from women who were in a similar situation than you were, and why you decided to stand in front of them and behind them at the same time.
Yeah, thanks again for the question, because I could have never envisioned what would happen after I filed my lawsuit. And what really buoyed my spirits was that I started hearing from women all across our country. And that the sad part was that I realized that sexual harassment was a pervasive epidemic that was affecting every socioeconomic class, every profession, and that it was almost as if every woman had a story. But the uplifting part was that so many of these women felt like they were seeing themselves in my story. And they felt uplifted by the fact that there were consequences in my story in a very short period of time. 2 weeks after I filed my suit, Ailes was fired. And about 20 other women came forward at Fox. And so I think all these women who had reached out to me and had the courage to come forward and didn't have that kind of end result, they were celebrating with me and lifting up my spirits at the same time by saying, you know, maybe it'll be better for future women. And that really was the impetus for writing my book. I wanted to share all of these stories from these women who had never been heard. And then that evolved into my Lifetime documentary that just premiered on Monday night called Breaking the Silence, which was really focusing on just those women, the every woman story. It's not just famous Hollywood actresses. It's the fast food worker. We focused on McDonald's workers, and it's fire chiefs, and it's police officers and members of our military, and I really wanted to give them a voice.
And here's what I think is most newsworthy and also most important about this part of your story, Gretchen, and that is that many of the folks that wrote to you, many of the women that told you their stories, had no recourse, at least as far as they could see, didn't have the means in the vast majority of cases, et cetera. So the difference in circumstance, was that one of your impetuses to start the Gretchen Carlson Leadership Initiative and get into these documentaries?
Yes. I mean, that was 100%, because one of the questions that I got frequently was, how do you help the single mom working two jobs who can't make ends meet? And quite honestly, I didn't have a great answer for that at the beginning. I was myself just getting involved in the whole issue and realizing, oh my gosh, this is a tangled web to try and fix. But I want to challenge myself to do everything that I can. So I introduced a bill on Capitol Hill to try and take the secrecy out of arbitration parts of contracts for people. 60 million Americans have them, unfortunately. I've been on a college campus tour getting to our young people. I wrote the book. I've been talking a lot about parenting and how we raise our boys. And then, of course, the biggest thing and hurdle, I think, will be companies and workplaces really doing some introspection and deciding whether or not they're doing enough to try to topple this issue and really make their environment safe for men and women. And I think that'll be the next big part of the Me Too movement, is when companies realize that this isn't just a passing fad, and that really they need to, you know, they really probably need to make some changes in order to not penalize the woman who comes forward. That's the typical response.
Yeah. And so, what kind of evolution have you seen so far from companies?
Well, you know, look at where we are. Like, cultural shifts and social change take decades. The idea that we are still talking about this issue and that we have made such great strides, even in high-profile stories, you know, it's different than when I filed my case 2.5 years ago. Suddenly, you know, women are actually being believed. And the consequences for some of the alleged perpetrators are almost immediate. That's huge. And then I think, you know, social media has played a big part of it, because it's allowed people to come forward either anonymously or putting their name and face on it.
Yes.
But back, I want to just back to the Gretchen Carlson Leadership Initiative to bring that full circle. I then set up a fund called the Gift of Courage Fund, and people can learn more about that on my website, GretchenCarlson.com. And through that fund, I've given 2 major grants to create the Leadership Initiative for exactly those kind of women you're talking about, who don't have the means to be able to come forward or to get legal help. And so this is a 4-to-9-city tour that we did last year. We're just embarking on it again now this year, where people can come to my workshops for free and they can get the help that they need. And so for me, it's one of my proudest moments that I've, you know, of all the work that I've done over the last 2 years, that I've been able to try to help that part of the population. And the documentary on Lifetime was also featuring those women, the fast food worker making minimum wage.
Well, and the first one is
really
called Breaking the Silence, but this is not going to be the last Lifetime documentary, correct?
So I signed a production deal with Lifetime last spring, and this was the first 2-hour special. I have 2 more docs to do with them, and we're just now in the brainstorming part of deciding exactly what those topics will be. As you can imagine, after it aired Monday night, I've heard again from lots and lots of women, you know, because this is a huge issue. And I think once and for all, as a society, we're ready to try and fix it.
Don't you find it interesting how one's life work can change depending on your circumstances? Yours has.
Yeah, it's so true. My life, though, has worked in mysterious ways. I was a serious musician as a kid. Then I was going to be a lawyer. I ended up a journalist, never imagining I'd ever be in this role. And I think it's testament to the fact that no matter where you are in your life or what your passions may be, just know that if you're struggling, there'll be something new right around the corner. My mom used to say that to me all the time. And you know, so here I am doing all this work and going back to TV, and so who knows what's next? And I think it's, my story can be uplifting to so many other people who have suffered through this issue, but also just in general. If you're feeling down about yourself and not knowing what your path is, you know, just know that it can be tomorrow that something will change, and that will be your new passion.
Gretchen, do you worry that your lawsuit against Fox News will keep you off of television in a journalistic capacity?
No. It's one of the biggest reasons why it was so important to me to do this deal with Lifetime, because I wanted to be, it has brought me back to television in a different way, in a really rewarding way of doing long-form investigative kind of pieces, not day-to-day news. But to be honest with you, I've kind of been glad to take a break from that. The political scene is, you know, a little wild, and
yes,
it's been interesting for me to watch it from afar. So, you know, for me, I wanted to be that beacon of hope for all of these other women, because the really other sad part that I heard from all these women was they never go back to their professions.
Yeah.
After they make this courageous step, they're blacklisted, they're demoted, they're fired, and I wanted to be that hope for them, that I could go back to my profession, and that meant that they might be able to go back to theirs as well. And by the way, for any people who are running companies right now listening, like, wouldn't it be great if we would make a pledge to hire back some of these women? Because we seem to, as a society, talk a lot about whether or not we can rehab the alleged perpetrators, but we don't spend a lot of time talking about the thousands of women who are no longer working, and not because of their choice. And that's tragic.
Yeah, it is.
And so, you know, my sort of call to action to companies, besides being more introspective and making change and really being honest about this issue, is, you know, where are these women? Let's find these women. Let's hire these women. Let's not blacklist them anymore.
And on a final note, Gretchen, with the other thing I think is so important that you make a point of, and that is about teaching boys and young men in this whole mm-hmm. enterprise.
Well, thank you for bringing that up, because that is the really surprising thing that I have found out from being a part of this movement, is that we need men, first and foremost. This is not about male bashing. This is about, you know, coming together, men and women, to try and fix this problem. And we can't do it by ourselves. And it's really, you know, it's kind of complicated, because not only do we need men to, when they witness this, to not be a bystander anymore or an enabler and support women, but we also need men to hire more of us, pay us fairly, promote us, put us in the boardroom. Because the interesting thing that happens when you have more women in higher positions is that you don't have sexual harassment.
Yeah.
And so, you know, again, it's not just a one kind of thing solution here, but in general, we need men, and I think that starts early on in how we teach our boys to respect women. And so that has been a huge goal of mine moving forward, and I'll continue to do that work in trying to educate young men.
Very good, Gretchen. A pleasure to talk to you, and keep up the good work.
Thanks, and if anyone wants to see the doc, they can go to the Lifetime app or MyLifetime.com.
MyLifetime.com. That is Gretchen Carlson, and what a story she has to tell. Breaking the Silence is the first of the three documentaries that Gretchen Carlson is involved in on Lifetime Network.